With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Church bells toll across Rome following word of the death of Pope Francis. A Vatican statement reads, at 7:35 this morning, the Bishop of Rome, Francis, returned to the home of the Father. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma says the 88-year-old pontiff was only recently discharged from the hospital in Rome following a lengthy stay.
Francis suffered from chronic lung disease and had part of one lung removed as a young man. He was admitted to Gemelli Hospital in Rome on February 14 for a respiratory crisis that developed into double pneumonia. He spent 38 days there.
Francis' last public appearance came just yesterday, Easter Sunday, before a crowd on St. Peter's Square. Prior to that, he met with Vice President Vance at Vatican City. This morning, Vance tweeting that he was happy to see Francis, adding, "May God rest his soul. Pope Francis dead at 88. Also at SRNNews.com, no classified information was shared, a snippet of a White House statement regarding another Signal chat controversy involving Defense Secretary Hegseth, allegedly sharing information about pending strikes on Yemen with his wife and others in a group chat. The White House calls it a non-story. A University of Massachusetts student arrested in the firebombing of a Tesla dealership.
The Department of Justice said 19-year-old Owen McIntyre was arrested on the UMass Boston campus. McIntyre has been charged with unlawful possession of an unregistered destructive device and malicious damage by fire of any property used in interstate commerce. A federal criminal complaint says McIntyre was in his hometown of Kansas City for spring break when he is accused of setting the dealership on fire. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 372 points. NASDAQ futures off 239. This is SRN News. How do you decide right and wrong?
The Pew Research Center has been asking Americans that question, and the most common tool people use to make the decision is practical experience and common sense. The second most popular guide for determining if something is right or wrong is logic and reason. Next up is scientific information. And coming in a distant fourth on the list of devices Americans turn to on moral questions is religious beliefs or teachings. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump making good on his promise to end the war on Christianity being waged by leftists in government. Mr. Trump has signed an executive order on eradicating anti-Christian bias. The order aims to protect the religious freedoms of Americans and end the anti-Christian weaponization of government by identifying anti-Christian conduct and recommending policy changes. Secretary of State Rubio has instructed employees in the State Department to report any incidents of such bias that occurred during the Biden years. This is SRN News. No relief yet from higher tolls, the so-called congestion pricing imposed on motorists driving into parts of Manhattan.
New York's $9 congestion toll on most drivers entering Manhattan below 60th Street remained in effect Sunday, despite an Easter deadline from the Trump administration to halt the first-in-the-nation fee. The state agency overseeing the tolls, the MTA, confirmed Sunday that its system of traffic cameras continues to collect the fee. The Trump Transportation Department rescinded federal approval for the program in February, calling it a slap in the face of working-class Americans and small business owners. Julie Walker, New York.
Recapping the hour's lead story, word came this morning of the death of Pope Francis and church bells are tolling across Rome. Vatican statement at 7:35 this morning, the Bishop of Rome, Francis, returned to the home of the Father. More details at srnnews.com.